Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists and their last Motown Top 40 song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the Four Tops, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Commodores, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon. Around your knees.
people wondering, wanna know why.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
And be
last night in the Pips with their last top 40 song on Motown called Daddy Could Swear I Declare. That reached number 19 from 1973. Before that, the Four Tops' last Motown song, MacArthur Park, that reached number 38 from 1971. And we started with the only top 40 song, so this is the first and last song that the Isley Brothers had on the Motown record label. This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, and that reached number 12 from 1966. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists with their last top 40 song that they ever had on the Motown label. Well, coming up, the last song Marvin Gaye ever had on the Motown label, and it reached number one, Got to Give It Up. This song was originally called Dancing Lady, and Marvin recalled that the inspiration for the song was a song called Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. Marvin was quoted as saying that I love the way that Johnny sings, and I thought it was a fabulous song, as good as disco ever got. I appreciated the picture of the super sexy woman on the dance floor, though in my version, I tried to give it a little twist. Well, the song was retitled Got to Give It Up, and it originally ran 11 minutes and 48 seconds. Well, back then, that was way too long for AM radio stations, so the song was cut down quite a bit, and it reached the Hot 100 and went up the charts really quickly. Well, at this time, Marvin was divorced from Anna Gordy Gay, the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy, and he was living as a tax exile in Europe. Well, Marvin left Motown, a company he was with for 20 years, in the spring of 1981. He only had one other hit after that, a song called Sexual Healing on the Columbia record label, and he was murdered by his father on April 1st, 1984. Well, here is Marvin, right here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
your requests. Motown Memories. Motown Memories at yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
Michael Jackson with the last Motown hit he ever had, and that song was called A Little Bit of You, and they reached number 23 in 1975. The fact of the matter is, that song was actually recorded in 1972, and when Michael left the Motown record label that following year, they held that song until Michael's great success on the Epic record label, and then took advantage of that success by releasing that song 3 years later. Well, before that, we heard a great song by Stevie Wonder called Skeletons, number 19 from 1987, his last top 40 song on any record label, including Motown. And we started with Marvin's last song, Got to Give It Up, number 1 from 1977. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature the last Motown top 40 song that the artists on this show have ever had. Well, coming up, the last top 40 song from the Commodores after Lionel Richie had left the group. And this song is called Night Shift, number 3 from 1985. Well, way back in 1971, the group signed to Motown and for the first 2 years worked as the opening act for the Jackson 5. Well, because the group refused to conform to the polished Motown style, the Commodores did not record together until 1974, when they were teamed up with producer-arranger James Carmichael, who produced all their albums until 1973. Well, on the first three albums, the Commodores' sound was dominated by a hard funk sound, kind of a disco sound that permeated back then, and that inspired one reviewer to describe them as black music's answer to heavy metal. Well, here is Night Shift, right here on Motown Memories.
he could sing a song. His heart in every line. Marvin, Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say, oh, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Say you will sing your songs forevermore, evermore. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift. I bet you're singing proud.
Commodore's last top 40, Night Shift, number 3 from 1985. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've been listening this half hour to all Motown artists' last top 40 song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up to the next half hour, we'll hear more great Motown artists with their last top 40 songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.